Log Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, America? Everybody, this is the pregame with Brooklyn Black. I am rocking also. Tonight, we got a special music showcase. I'm going to start you guys off real quick by playing a new joint by my man Trey Brown called Paradise, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Pardon me. I was a bit muted for a little bit. Boule trying to get me again. Like I said, a couple of events tonight. It's Selection Saturday. It's going down at the Riviera Steakhouse, 19 Main Street, Nyack, New York, hosted by Emperor Chi and Dr. of Elite Entertainment. They got the right to be selective, so fellas, come through with the nice button up. Come through with the slacks and the shoes all shined up and anything. Ladies, put your freakum dress and the heels on, all right? That's going out to Riviera Steakhouse, 19 Main Street, Nyack, New York. Also, too, going out tonight for the Brooklyn People, Boss Status Saturday is going down at the Status Nightclub at 860 Atlantic Ave on the corner of Vanderbilt. Music by DJ Sus1, Norby, Big Reef, and Super Leo. Ladies, you are free before 12 o'clock, all right? 347-857-4302 is the calling number. You guys, give me 1 second. I'm going to tell you how to get the Summer Jam. And anything like that. I'm going to the next track by Pro Dillinger, which is a freestyle. He said to me, so check this out.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
That I'm saying to niggas, I aim at you niggas. Pop a cannon and two, put a flame on you niggas. Embarrass a few punk, put the shame on you niggas. I'm ready to die, fuck, man, I bang on you niggas. Niggas pussy, but I already knew it. Cause I ain't throw a punch and this nigga still blew it. Gun smoke, creep on a nigga, I'm going through it. Gun smoke, not a nigga bleeding in a Buick. Poke holes in him, give him a lot of air. Sonny ain't breathing, get him up out of here. Do my damn thing and get up out of there. I want respect in the game, but I get a lot of fear. That's a fair trade, you niggas fair game. Big heavy knife, shit'll hit your airway. Big heavy mic, pro hit the airways and bomb on the top 10, niggas getting airplay. Captain of the Shadow Brigade, carry bombs and grenades, colonize and invade. I'm a marijuana connoisseur, I get the fine haze. Smoke on a fine day, chillin' with a fine babe. Pro hip hop, y'all already knew that though. I been nice, nigga, what the fuck you rap for? These niggas tellin' I ain't knowin' what they do that for. It seems like nowadays niggas do that mo. Not me, nigga, I ain't on that punk shit. Gritty like music, we be on that dumb shit.
All right, we back. Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. That was the new freestyle drum for the man, Pro Dillinger. 347-857-4302. Let me know what you think about that. I'm taking a call out of the 347 right now. 347, what's good? You on the pregame? Yep, 347, you live.
Yo, Brooklyn, is that me?
Yeah, that's you, man. What's good, yo?
Wow, I thought my mic was on mute. I'm in Applebee's going in with some Jose Cuervo, some Coronas, and some steak quesadillas. Getting ready to do this pregame.
Okay.
What's good?
All right, tell me what you think of the new track, man.
It was all right.
I like it. Like, would you want to hear some more for that guy or no?
It was all right. I'm just tired of hearing freestyles over that track.
Okay. So you want to hear more of a track. All right. So stay tuned in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take some more calls. We're going to get into the dumbass of the week and anything like that. So everybody, stay tuned in. Because it's going to be open discussion. We got some more music, more everything for everybody, all right? We're going to take another call calling out of the 804. I believe that's in VA. 804, what's good? You're alive in the pregame. What's going on? 804. All right, we're going to clear that line up. All right, so we're going to take a call coming out of the 646. You guys see what you think about that new freestyle. We're going to put another joint on, too, in a little bit. All right?
Can you hear me? Can I be heard on the pregame?
Yeah. You loud. What's good, homie?
Hey, homie, yo. So I just love being in the pregame. You know what I'm saying? This is where it's supposed to be on Friday night. And I swear to you.
Yo, Saturday, man.
Today's Saturday? Oh, shit, son. There's a whole lot of shit that I'm missing out on, kid. I just love it in the pregame. Anything can happen, so you lose track of time.
All right, so what's up? You trying to go to Summer Jam, man?
Oh, yeah. You got tickets?
I'm going to tell you how to get them tickets straight up. I'm going to tell you how to get them.
Okay, yeah, because I'm working with you on it. Yeah.
All right, so y'all stay tuned. I'm going to go into this new joint. This is from a female MC coming out of Brooklyn, man. She's coming out of Brooklyn. Her name is Miss Poppin. She's with the whole Total Package crew. Look out for them. They're all over Facebook, all over Twitter. She got a little I'm a Beast freestyle. That's that Black Eyed Peas joint. They're with that Black Eyed Peas joint. So check her out. Let me know what y'all think. 347-857-4302 is the number. Call in. Give me your thoughts. If any of the artists who got music on here listening in, let me know, be prepared to take your criticism and all of that. So, because this is what I'm doing. So I hope y'all got, I got the ball and all that to stand it. All right, like I said, here's Miss Poppin' with I'm a Beast, with a little freestyle here.
So what up?
What up?
I can't holler?
Nah, I'm good.
Word? So it's like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, you ain't hear about me?
Nah, definitely didn't hear about
you. I'm a beast, girl.
Oh, please.
I'm a beast, 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 I'm a beast,
I'm a beast, I'm a beast, I'm a beast, I'm a beast, I'm a beast, I'm a beast, I'm a beast. Look, you hear me now? Bird. I'ma be me. P-O-double-P, I'm a beast. Look, 10 minutes of beat in the booze with my motherfucking girl. I'ma be rocking all that shit you call a pearl. I'ma be the ringtone of your phone, wishing that you could've blown, cause the pussy feel like homemade shit. Cause I'ma keep making these hits, cooking these pigs, popping these flicks, popping out whips, go with exotic, on the sun brown popping, keep counting these chips, one cup of tea, four, five, six, bad, bad six. I'ma be
okay.
Here. I'ma sit on my buffet. Now pass me your straw. P.O.P. won't be here to stay. Miss DNA popping it. DJ Skinny.
You got it in, though.
Like, thank you very much.
So, I'm saying, though.
What are you saying, though?
I can't make you my ringtone.
All right, we back. Yo, let me know how y'all felt about that right now. You got something to say, you in the switchboard right now? Let me know how you felt about that. Hit one of your phones. Let me know how you felt about Miss Poppy's little freestyle right there. We're going to let this dude, Jay, give his 2 cents on it. You know, Jay, what's good?
Yeah. What's up, man? That was a little better than the last one, I'm going to be honest. At least it made me bop my head a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I think she got a little potential. Yeah.
Okay, so you feel a shorty joint. All right. Anybody else feeling that way? It may be the tequila. All right, that's right. Shout out to the Applebee's down there, 3rd Avenue in the Bronx. They get it in over there. The Henny Coladas be on deck.
Oh,
Everybody check them out. and all that good stuff. Also, too, I know you guys are waiting. You guys have been bugging me, hitting up the BBM, the Facebook, Brooklyn. How do I get to Summer Jam? BK, how do I get to Summer Jam? Yo, how do I get to Summer Jam? I'm about to tell y'all right now. On the 22nd, you guys want to be at the Best of Both Worlds party going down at HBX Studios at 3251 163rd Street at 3rd Avenue in the Bronx with music by my homeboy DJ Matrix, M Dollar, and The Finest Choice. Ladies, you are free before 11:30. They are giving away Summer Jam tickets pretty much by the fucking boatloads. You guys go in there, check it out. That's how we doing it. If you guys want to go to Summer Jam, that's how you go. Don't worry, I'm going to tell y'all all the directions and all that in a little bit. I'm going to get back to it. We just got to get some more music to get into and all of that. 347-857-4302. You guys are live in the...
Coast to Coast Instrumental.
Drunker than I ever been. Fall in the spot and you would think I was the president. Rockland resident, I'm ready, never hesitant. Party in my sentiment, party like I never did. I do it like I just turned 21. I'm with a sweetie pie, squeezing on a honey bun. She collect a lollipop and I can make a body rock. Or we can have a drink, champagne, bottle pop. Having a good time, blowing that good vine. Bomb sour day, smelling like lemon lime. Tip the bar, keep time to hit the dance floor. Gorgeous women galore, so what more can I ask for? Not a damn thing, this a fam thing. Gritty life, deep Wu-Tang clan thing. Pro Dillinger, the captain of the brigade. Get in the way, you getting hit with bombs, grenades.
I do my damn thing, getting this paper. I do my damn thing, and I'm getting this paper.
Now move, slide, move, grind, do my hands in the sky.
I do my damn thing, getting this paper. I do my damn thing, and I'm getting this paper.
Now move, slide, move, grind, do my hands in the sky.
I wanna just say fuck a hater. Bricktown boy, you can call me the mayor. And I ain't never asked the next nigga for favors. Ben and Jerry Dillinger taste my flavor.
Swag and flavor, touch mad paper. Keep the stash, but I don't touch that paper. So I get it in, make it double back. Get it off the back end for the duffel bag. Nigga, this life, that's what it's all about. All my hustling niggas know what I'm talking about. Gotta get married, Jane Pampers. I literally gotta get this change up. It's clothes in the hampers. I get by, homie, all I do is survive. A puff balance, babe, bro, I gotta get high. I'm the truth, nigga, why the fuck am I lying? To be honest, I'm the only nigga fucking with I.
All right, all right. We are back. That was another banger from Pro Dillinger. Before I go any further, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, CFL Peace Communications, and also Toughwire Consulting. Anything you need, if you need a phone bill lowered, any type of consulting that you may need, get in contact with these guys. The number is 914-760-7100. You can also reach them at Toughwire. That's TUFFWIRE. @gmail.com. You tell them Brooklyn Black sent you, you get a nice little deal, nice little discount. All right? That was another track by Pro Dillinger. Call in 347-857-4302. If you're checking in online, we have the chat room open. www.blogtalk.com/Brooklyn Black. All one word.
Yo,
my man Jay, what's good? What you thought about that last one?
That last one was better than the first one that they put out. So, you know what I'm saying? I get fucked up on that. Yo, I really wish that she was over here in the BX today right now, son, because I'm sitting in Applebee's, and this dude walks in with a suit with a ruffled shirt straight out of Interview with a Vampire, son. I really wish you could have seen
that. Oh, wow. Okay, so therefore, So, pretty much, that's one dumbass of the week. I'm going to play one more song just for my man Wonder. After that, we're going to have Ebony come on, and she's going to tell us who the dumbass of the week is. And I'm going to let you guys know once again how to get to Summer Jam for free. All right, this is the pregame with Brooklyn Black, and here's the next track from Wonder. It's called I Wrote You.
face. Shorty got legs, shorty got wheels, shorty drive Benz. Shorty look good, and shorty got friends. Shorty got dough, so shorty got bread. I told her I was hungry, then said that she's for dinner. I could feel her quiver as soon as I enter. She asked what I deliver. I told her I intend to have that screaming out when I hit it with the stinger. Maybe I'm a sinner, and she thinks I'm forbidden. My presidents are dead, worth nothing when they living. Don't know about cars, but I'm revving like an engine. I learned to dress warm, the wrist is kind of frigid. She knows how to spot him because her daddy was a hustler. Never been hit, but in the streets she's like a rustler. Yeah. She ain't in the boys making noise like a muffler. Nah. Never like the law, but she's always getting cuffed up.
Girl, you're always on my mind and I can't shake you off. So I told you this song. And that dress, it looks so good, can't wait to wake you up. So I told you this song. I'll comfort you.
I just wanna wipe her, cause she's too precious to be a one-nighter. Baby girl's fire, no need for lighter. Is it love or lust? Hard to decipher. I'm trying to take away, you wake up with tan. Drinks in hand, feet in sand. Couple of stacks wrapped in a rubber band. Have a little boy tip the steel drum band. Money. I swear she's the best to me. If she left, there would be less of me. No pills, but she takes me to ecstasy. Hope my pride never lets me leave.
Nah.
If there's anything that she needs, please don't hesitate to call on me.
Call me.
And since I love her in the worst way, we make love like every day's a birthday.
Girl, you're always on my mind and I can't shake you off. So I told you this song. And that dress, it looks so good, can't wait to wake you up.
All right, we back. This is the pregame for Brooklyn Black. All right, right now we're going to take a break. We're going to let Ebony on the line because she's going to reveal to us who our dumbass of the week is. Ed, what's good?
What's up, y'all? What's poppin'?
All right, so what's going on? Who is our dumbass of the week for this week and why?
Our dumbass of the week is our cousin Antoine. Antoine is a grown-ass man with a ponytail. Yo, after a certain stage, son, like maybe, what, 19? Get a Caesar, son. Light a dog. Suit yourself. But that ponytail, son, you look like you're trying to be Puerto Rican. Cut it off, son. Take some scissors to it. And that goes to any of you young men out there still wearing ponytails and you're over the age of 21. See, he's a dumbass too because he's got us on, right? He's got us on speakerphone giving us fucking feedback. That is why Antoine is the dumbass of the week.
she used by Procter and Gamble. So pretty much, we're talking about dudes over the age of 19 still rocking ponytails, all right? So that's dumbass of the week for this week. I think we got Antoine on the line to defend himself. Yo, Antoine, what's up, man?
Hello?
Wait, hold on. This is not Antoine. Hold on, who's this?
Queen of Swords.
Uh-oh, Queen of, what's going on, sweetheart?
Hi, sweetheart.
All right, so what's going on? Question for you is, what do you think of the dumbass of the week? Like, dudes over 19 with a ponytail.
What do I think about the ponytail part? I don't know. That means you're trying to look like a girl.
Wow, so...
If the ponytail's a black. And I'm long with that.
Okay, so you feel like the ponytails is whack or what then? Alright, so that's coming from a lady's point of view. So maybe I could get a dude on the line. Stay with us, Queen of Swords. See if we get a dude on the line to defend rocking the ponytail. Let's see. What you gotta say about that, man?
Yeah, I'm a hybrid, and I'm not even rocking a ponytail. I don't even need to try to look Puerto Rican, but, hey, I mean, you know, to each his own.
But so pretty much,
really,
you know, if that's how they feel, that's what they do, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. I mean, you know, everybody got long hair these days. I ain't gonna front like I had a... Like, I don't have long hair, but, you know, I don't think I'll be rocking the ponytail. I know you was rocking the ponytail a couple of months ago.
Okay. So you gotta pull my card. Okay. So you gotta pull my card. True indeed. I was rocking my ponytail till the age of 26. Oh well, sue me. I liked my hair. You think I liked my hair? So you know what I'm saying? I'll defend it. You know what I'm saying? I'll defend it. I liked my hair. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying about that. Alright. So pretty much that's what it is. Dumbass of the week. I'm going to play another track because I got so many, I got so many submissions, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the love. But once we come back, we're going to get into the more strict topic of the baby mother. The dumb ones, the smart ones, the best ones, the worst ones, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't get in on the baby mama thing, hang up, log off, because we're about to take the gloves off, and this is what we're doing. All right, I'm going to play another track. Once again, this is Noah from Pro Diligence. After that, like I said, we're going straight into the topic. So a couple more announcements. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. You in the pregame.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals. El Cappy fan. El Cappy fan. Diligence, man. Captain of the Gritty Life Brigade, man. El Cappy 10 for you niggas, man. Gritty Life, whole life. If they ask you who you rockin' with, tell them with the Cappy 10. My nigga, who you poppin' with, tell them with the Cappy 10. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, this is Gritty Life. I ain't living nothing else. My wifey told me get a life. Who you rockin' with? Tell them with the Cappy 10. My nigga, who you poppin' with? Tell them with the Cappy 10. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, this is Gritty Life. I ain't living nothing else. My wifey told me get a life. This is Pro the Dillinger, but you call me El Cappy 10. Be happy, fam. I let you niggas eat and do your happy day. I'm back now, so I'ma pop your oxygen. Canisters, banish ya, embarrass ya. Fuck you with a banister. A force to be reckoned with. Move through a nigga, violate you on the camera. YouTuber nigga, man, you pussy niggas on. I ain't fooling with you, nigga, but I fuck your baby mom. She pulled my dick out through the zipper. It's money to be made, I'm up here getting it in Middletown. I jump up on the bus and go to Queens so I can get a pound. Eat a slice of pizza, hop a dollar van and get around. And get back on the bus and bring it back to where I'm getting down. What the fuck you talking about?
nigga, this is pretty life. I ain't living nothing else, my wife, he told me get a life. Gee shit, I promise, man, I take you to the promised land. I fear a law, so you other niggas harmless. If they ask you who I'm rockin' with, tell them with the Cappy Sam. My nigga, who you poppin' with, tell them with the Cappy Sam. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, this is pretty life. I ain't living nothing else, my wife, he told me get a life. Who you rockin' with? Tell him with the Captain Sam, my nigga, who you poppin' with? Tell him with the Captain Sam, what the fuck you talking about? Nigga, this is gritty life. I ain't living nothing else, my wife, he told me get a life. This is pro the mayor, man, but you call me your Captain. Be happy, fam, I let you niggas eat and do your happy dance. But it's over now, I couldn't hold it down. The Prince of Rockland County, bitch, you couldn't hold a crown. Man, it's a heavy burden, I'm drinking Henny swerving. My enemies lurking, I blow them off the surface. So what the fuck you niggas doing off behind that curtain? Is you working hard, or is you hardly working? I think the latter of the two.
What's up, we live back in the pregame. And our current subject is baby mamas, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I guess we can start off by asking, okay, what is it that you said you wanted to know? Why do some baby mamas have babies and they don't be taking care of them? Yo, how the fuck are you? Yo, hold on, pump your brakes. How am I supposed to get the people to tell? Somebody has their hand up. Somebody has their hand up. Let me see. How do I? No. I'm clicking on them. Caller 646 623. Hello?
I don't fucking know. Who the fuck you put me on?
Didn't you want
to?
Oh, hold on. Okay, wait, we have a caller, 347-842, you're on the line, hello?
That's your phone number.
No, it's not. Hello? Hello, caller, 347-848. Hi, you're on the pregame, how can I help you? Hello? Okay. We're going to put this, I can't hear you anymore. Hello, 848? We're going to put
me.
You on hold. Hold on.
That's
who's
me.
Who's this?
That's Julian.
Please. Julian, what's good?
I'm chilling. I'm still right, rocking
so
with y'all.
Julian,
I'm rocking out of Applebee's.
You rocking out of Applebee's? All right, that's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
You got your drink. What you drinking, Julian? Because I know you drinking. What you drinking, Julian?
Oh, man, I done had some Jose Cuervo, some Coronas. I'm working on some Henny Colada right now.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, so what's your take on the whole baby mama situation, Julian? First of all, do you have a baby mama?
Yes, I do.
Do you have more than one baby mama?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what's your take on the baby mama, Julian? What's good?
I think that the ones that do the job right, all salutes to them, because there are those out there that do the job, you know, and the ones that don't, y'all should have never became mothers, and y'all should give your kids to people who really care.
All right. Interesting comment. You know what? I understand where you're coming from as a woman. A lot of times, let me tell you, women do things coming from an emotional standpoint instead of really considering what is the best thing for them. Hold on a second. We got another caller with their hands on. Hold up. Okay. 347-322-2986. You on the line? Who's this?
Blowing up my phone number, man. Damn, you blowing up my phone number.
Who's this?
I'm Queen of Swords.
Yo, what's up? Okay, well, you know what? Look.
Now I'm not going to be calling me now.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what's up. Do your thing. Hold on 1 second. All right, what's your number, Antoine?
330-1794.
Okay, hold on. You don't, yo, press one. I'm not giving out your number. Shut up, son. Press one. Press it again. There you go. Okay, caller in queue. Hello.
I'm in queue.
Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Tweezy. I'm calling from Brooklyn. First of all, y'all incubate babies for 9 months and don't take care of them. Like, y'all parents with money. Y'all parents with money. Yeah, and I'm the idiot of the week.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You'll have your chance to speak your piece on that, but right now the subject is
baby mamas of the week. Yeah, I'm talking about a baby mama.
Okay, tell us about the baby mama, please.
Okay, I'm going to get on that, too, but I ain't got a chance to talk. Fuck the idiot of the week, because I'm always the mother and the father of the week. All right, and my head gets itches. Excuse my language.
This is internet radio. This is heard. It's all right. Listen.
Still.
And you know what? That shit is out for me. Now, please, Antoine, tell us about your baby mom.
My baby mother. Oh, God. The Lord going to save me tonight talking about my baby mama. Listen. Baby mamas, listen, they incubate us, they make us have sex with us, to incubate us, and have us, and some of them don't even take care of them, and always say they got the money. But at the end of the day, who has the right hand, the mother or the father? The mother or the father?
Tweezy.
Let me know that. It's mothers that take care of their kids.
Put your hand up.
But it's mothers that incubate them, push them out, and don't take care of them.
Okay. Check this out. Okay, what you're talking about right now, Antoine, it sounds like you have a real serious personal issue, and you make it seem like women...
But I'm talking about baby mothers having babies and baby fathers trying to be there. How about you got some baby fathers that be there when the babies be pushed out, sign a birth certificate, and don't even take care of them?
But you got some fathers
that's there sign a birth certificate and it might not even be their kid.
You good. I already hit you. Start talking. Okay, we have another caller on the line, 646. It's on you, go. Caller, you're on air, 646.
Yeah,
no. Hello?
Yeah.
No. I can't hear you.
You gotta go in the bathroom.
Hold on. Yeah, hello? I still can't hear you. Hold on a second. What number is he calling from? Okay, hello, caller?
I can't hear you, see?
Man, something's wrong. No, go back.
She just heard me in the bathroom.
Hold on a second. Please, one moment. We're having technical difficulties.
All right.
Okay, there we go. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, yeah, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, what's up, Chris? How are you?
Yeah, ain't nothing. What's the topic again?
Okay, the topic is about baby moms. Yo, you're muted. The topic is about baby moms, the good, the bad, the ugly. You have baby mom drama, Chris?
Yeah, always. But see, my main problem ain't with the mom. not wanting to take care of the kid. My problem is the mom not wanting to help me help take care of the kid.
And what do you mean help you help take care of the kid? What do you mean by that? Does that mean that they don't allow you to see the kids? They don't allow you to give the kids money? I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
Well, basically, for most of the mothers, it's mostly a money issue. For most of them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's my dilemma.
Okay, so can you give me an example?
Not right at this time, but I'll call y'all right back.
You gonna call? All right, we have another caller in queue. Thank you for sharing. Hold on. Caller from 347. You're on in the pregame. Hello?
Hello?
347, yes, hello.
Hi, Queen of Swords.
Hi, hello again. How are you?
I think that when it happens is because the female was not ready yet, and so they don't know. That's what I think.
Okay, you feel the female was not ready. What do you mean not ready?
Like maybe they wasn't ready mentally, so they don't know how to take care, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think
okay,
most of the women...
So you're saying the women they wasn't ready to be mothers.
Yeah, that's why I think that they can't take care because they wasn't ready, you know.
Well, see, that was just these guys' experience with their baby moms. It was only two of them, and they, you know, we really don't get a chance to get the full story. I'm sure it's more to it than what they're saying. You know, there's her side, his side, and then there's the truth. So,
mm-hmm.
Hold on one moment. We've got another caller in queue.
Okay.
Armed and Dangerous Ladies Night presented by First Class Entertainment, hosted by model Nadia Joe and John John. Bone performing live. 21 and up, ladies free before 11. Guys, RSVP. No cover by 11. There is a strict dress code. Grown and sexy. Okay? No Jordans. Lotus Lounge, 120 West Lewis Street, Greensboro, North Carolina. All right. Carolina, because that's where it is. Hold on. Caller, 914. You're on the air in the pregame. Now 914. Hello. It's not clicking.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Hold on 1 second. You're being heard, but I can't hear you. One moment. Okay, homegirl, hold on 1 second. Caller from 914. We're just trying to get you, we're trying to get some sound on the whole side. Sound check, one moment, please. Okay, caller 914. State your name and where you're calling from. I still can't hear. Something's wrong. Okay. I'm hearing music. 914. Okay. Paula, you're live in the pregame. Who's this? Hello?
Oh,
hello,
man.
Paula 347. Oh my God!
Oh, I guess that's me. I'm just chilling.
I'm okay. There,
I'm trying to. All right, so hold on one moment. We're having some technical difficulties. Please enjoy this song. One moment.
Are amused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you.
Hey, y'all, I'm back. It's Brooklyn Black. We in the pregame. We got about another 13 minutes or so left in programming. We still talking about the baby moms, you know. Like, somebody tell me what story you got, you know, if you got some knowledge to bestow. You know, I got a lot of callers in the queue. I got the 914 out here and all that. Also, too, like I said, check out Tough Wire Consultants if you need your wireless phone bill lowered. Any type of consulting you may need, image consulting, all of that. Check these guys out. 914-760-7100. Toughwire@gmail.com. That's TUFFWIRE@gmail.com. All right, we talk more. Like I said, we're going on the baby mom subject. We're going to let man Jay back in, see what he got to say about it. We're going to let Brother Panic in. Also, too, everybody listening who's into the hip-hop thing, Brother Panic's going to be in here real soon to give y'all some knowledge on exactly how the occult, the Illuminati, Boule, how they affecting hip hop, how they affecting how you taking information. So you guys stay tuned. You gotta listen to him. He might drop some songs for y'all tonight, maybe, but he's got going on the whole baby mama subject as well. So I'm gonna let Jay in. I'm gonna let Brother Panic in. I'm gonna let a couple of females in. I'm gonna let the caller in from the 917-843. I'm gonna let her in. Also to like I said, if you got something to say on it, hit the one on your keypad. Anything male, female, baby mother, the baby father, anything like that. All right. So my caller from the 646. Let me know what you got to say about the whole baby mother thing.
Really?
Yo, okay, we moved in the 646.
Really? I'm still on?
Okay, there you go, there you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I have nothing to say about the baby mama thing. But quite simply, if you got a baby mama, welcome to Negroism, Negrodom. I will say this, though. Ebony's son made me some goddamn turkey bacon and eggs that was fucking to die for. He's looking for a job. And this nigga's a cook. And when I tell you this nigga salt and pepper dumb shit to absolute perfection, y'all niggas need to pay attention to every goddamn thing I said. This shit was good. It was like my grandmama made this shit. I fear to ask him to bake some cornbread. Oh, my goodness. I think this nigga will make a pitcher of lemonade that will kill about a dozen niggas in 17 minutes straight. Just off of some lemonade.
Brother Panic, hold on. Since we got about 10 minutes left in programming, do you want to, like, you know, let at least my listeners out there who are not familiar with you, let them know what you're about, especially when you come back to the pregame, what to expect from you?
Okay. That's a good question. Well, two things. The first, I can answer that question in two sections. The first section, I want to answer it for the pregame folk. This is what I want to say. There are a certain amount of gods on this planet just chilling. They ain't got to put on no hat. They ain't got to eat no French toast. They ain't got to do no cartwheels. I hang out with those particular gods. The pregame show with your boy Brooklyn Black, he's one of those gods. So I hang out with him, and he ain't got to act a whole bunch of kind of ways. That's section number one. I forgot what section number two is.
But all you need to do
is refer to section number one. A certain amount of gods are here. So I know how to explain a certain amount of things. So the pregame is relevant because you got a certain amount of gods who chill, who ain't in a level of distress as most people are. So to sum this up real quick, just hanging out with Brooklyn Black is a relevant thing. That's one of the gods who's here. So this particular god, you get what I'm saying, we can hang out, have some laughs. Everything ain't so serious, we already won. You get what I'm saying? Part two, I still don't remember.
Well, pretty much, you're going to, you know, let the people know when you come back to the pregame what to expect from you.
Okay. All right, so I'll come back to the pregame. If you want me to come back to the pregame in lecture form, it has to be something about hip-hop. So we'll get into some hip-hop stuff. We'll get into some hip-hop. You know, I don't really like to do Illuminati, but, you know, we got to go with the pregame format. So I'll get into some hip-hop conspiracy, some things that'll make you go, based upon pregame, based upon the pregame context. So, you know, I'm always here with support. This is a particular brother, Brooklyn Black, and this is for years now. This is not a new thing. This is not a blog talk thing. This is a particular thing that was going on for years and years, lifetimes and lifetimes. So we only make manifest on what's absolutely supposed to be made manifest.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. And we got about 8 minutes left. Like I said, everybody stay tuned. We got Brother Tan come in and drop bombs and drop the knowledge on y'all and put it down in your straight up head. Right before we go into it and get anything else going, I want to give a shout-out to my homeboy, Ryan Oliver. He is doing his thing back in night. We used to call the boy Oak, short for Oklahoma, because that's where he's from. That's where he represented till he left. He's doing the country music thing. He got a song on YouTube right now called Why'd You Just Love Me. It's over YouTube. It got some views. It got some hits. Like I said, that's my boy. I'm supporting him, and that's what we're doing. Also, too, you guys want to go to Summer Jam, I know. And I told you guys you got to go to HVX Studios on 163rd and 3rd Avenue with music by my boy, Matrix, and anything like that. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out to Trey Brown. He blessed us. Also, too, the song that you heard can be used as a ringtone. All you got to do is text Trey Brown 12. That's TREBROWN 12 to 69937. And you can have that song that you heard, Paradise, as a ringtone. Like I said, that's the certified Renegade Records banger. So I'm on that. Also, too, check us out on Facebook. I got a little YouTube channel started. That's YouTube.com/BrooklynBLK. That's where I'll do all the updates for the pregame show, anything like that. Also, check out All Saturdays tonight going out status in Brooklyn. And if you are Rockland, go to the Riviera Steakhouse. We still on the whole Baby Mama thing. We got 6 minutes left in programming. We got my brother from Alabama come in. He gonna chime in on the situation. Oh, hold on, Jay. What's up?
All right. I've been wanting to respond to the young lady's comment for a little while now. I understand
okay.
Well, you might feel that some of these ladies is not mentally ready, but I'm going to leave it at this. There is no ready for children because nothing that you experience in your life is going to prepare you for the firsthand feelings that you're going to go through when you're raising your kids. They don't come with an instruction booklet, you know, but at the end of the day, if you love them kids, you're going to do whatever it takes to take care of them and make sure that they have the life they're supposed to. So there is no not ready. If they're not doing their job, they need to lose their job, and somebody else needs to get their kids. Somebody that's going to take care of them life.
All right. So that's where we're taking it. Right now, like I said, I'm going to let my homeboy from Montgomery, Alabama come on. He shows a pregame nothing but love. Yo, Alabama, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's happening, fam?
What's happening?
Y'all good?
Man?
Yeah, what?
You got a baby mama, man?
Yeah, man, I got a couple, you know what I'm saying? Not a couple like that, but you know what I'm saying? But I got a couple children for my baby mama, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? What? How many baby mamas you got?
I got one known, but it's one that back in the day that we really don't, you know what I'm saying? So I got one known.
Okay,
I just say one. But, yeah,
right,
she's in Florida right now. Yeah, she's in Florida right now. When, you know what I'm saying, she on, like, some mundane physical shit, you know what I'm saying, about the little paycheck thing. You know, I'm with the new guys now. We finna move to Arizona, like I said last time. That I want to take my children, right, but she, like, no, because I can't get the birth certificates and all that shit, because she's still getting welfare and all that shit there for them down in Florida. So I'm like, I want to take my babies with me, but she really don't want them, but she don't want to let the benefits go. So, you know what I'm saying? And she told me that.
So she pretty much just using your kids for the government help, right?
Yeah, but the thing about it, you know what I'm saying? She's spiritual, but at the same time, she really ain't on it like she's supposed to be, because she used to tell me, if you so fucking spiritual, why you ain't got shit in the mundane realm that's going on for you? And I was like, man, it meant for us to have it bad, because we the ones that got it good, for real, you know what I'm saying? But she just can't feel that, so. She, you know what I'm saying? She
was
real.
So hold on real time. We'll let a couple more callers who've been trying to get in, get their little two bit in.
Put some duck sauce on it.
You know, we got to get some duck sauce on it. But pretty much, actually, I'm opening up all the phone lines. 804, you are live. 917, you're live. 914-760, you are live. If we got the last 3 minutes, let me know how you feel the whole baby mama thing, where you calling her from, what's up. 804, you are first.
Don't fuck up.
Oh, 804, 912. Come on, don't make me shout out your number. All right, I'm going to clear you up, get you out the phone line. 917? 917, are you there? 917-843. Come on, we got 2 minutes, I'm going to wrap things up. 917-843, you there? All right, we got to clear that one up. All right, we're still going. We're still rocking.
Sorry, Mommy.
Now what's up? You still with us? Hello, 917. You eating chips or something? All right, we're still going.
Mommy,
all right, here we go. Alabama, you still with us?
Yeah.
917-760, what's going on? You were still live in the pregame with us. Where you at with the whole baby mama thing? Now what for?
Hey, this Alabama. Can I say something?
All right, go ahead, Alabama. You rocking. Take us out, man. Alabama, go ahead. Take us out.
Yeah, hey, I like to say something. It's your spiritual. You know, the first time Ebony put me on the shit, right, and I called or whatever, and the shit was so good, you know what I'm saying, because I'm from Alabama, but the love y'all showed me like I was from Brooklyn, too. So I programmed the shit as Blog Talk Brooklyn, Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying? But I looked at the shit again, it said Brooklyn Black. And soon I seen that shit, ODB came in my mind, and I thought about Brooklyn Zoo. I said, damn, Brooklyn back, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we got 10 seconds left. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Seatbelt Keys Communications, Tuck Wyatt Consulting, Ebonair Hicks Walker Incorporated, OTM on the Move, Fix Your Panic Packs. Thank you, guys. This is another pregame show wrapped up, and we are out of here. Peace.
Love.
Frank Devine.
And fools.
I'm a butt crack.
Oh, my shit.
I'll admit. Don't, dilly, don't.